Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good buddy Richard DeKayser back on the show. Richard is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is Deputy Chief Economist at the Parthenon Group, which is based in Boston, but they got offices lots of different places. And he's been joining us now for a long time, helping us understand some of the economic policy decisions the government makes and some of the decisions that the marketplace is making and where the marketplace is going. Richard DeKayser, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, as always. Richard, what do you think? How's the economy looking right now?
Not so good, Jim. The first half of this year was pretty much dead in the water. Real GDP growth under 1%. That is sometimes what economists refer to as a growth recession, meaning that
right.
It's technically expanding, but unemployment is rising because we're not growing fast enough as we're creating bodies.
And a perilous position.
Well, in a perilous position. Now, as we look out ahead, really, we've got two big issues on the horizon that are very scary. Sovereign debt crisis in Europe is hugely uncertain, whether Greece will default or not and what that might mean looms over us, number one. Number two, policy is in gridlock here in the United States. The Obama administration declared yesterday they would not accept spending cuts and entitlements without tax increases on the wealthy. The Republican leadership has said they will not accept tax increases of any shape or form. So that's an immovable object and
right.
An irresistible force. And what gridlock means, unfortunately, sometimes that's good. Sometimes if the status quo is pretty solid, no change is good. But at this point, we've got all these automatic triggers on what happens to tax spending policy that no one really thinks are very good, but will nonetheless play out absent legislative action.
If Americans really knew how dysfunctional, if they really had it, if somebody could figure out a way to put it in plain English, and
well, I think
put
they
it,
do.
I mean things like the fact that the way they keep patching the tax code and the way we keep being manipulated, the government keeps politicians keep manipulating us through the tax code, through like the research tax credit. I mean the way that Washington has treated that, the administration, Congress has treated that, they ought to be fired for the way they've treated that one thing in particular. The way the president tries to manipulate us with his jobs bill, but through these nibbling around the edges with these little tweaks that he thinks should be exciting to us, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, Richard. We've got to have a 21st century tax code. We've got a 20th century tax code. We keep trying to jury-rig with bailing wire and to manipulate us, based on how they think things should be. Richard, we got to have a 21st century tax code.
Absolutely agree, and I actually think most Americans do get it. In the month of August, we had this wrangling over the debt ceiling legislation. It went down to the wire, which was totally unnecessary, and eventually resulted in pretty much kicking the can down the road. Consumer confidence during that month, according to the University of Michigan, fell to a new low, and in particular, when asked why, people pointed the finger directly at Washington and the dysfunction in Washington as the reason for their lost optimism. So people get it. The question, and what becomes interesting is this is now playing out in the political domain. We have elections coming up. Both sides have essentially said, we're taking it to the people. So the election, in many respects, may prove to be a referendum on exactly these issues.
Well, absolutely. And now, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait about, it's going to take 18 months. It's going to take 18 months minimum. And if you think about it, by the time a new president, if we have a new president or a new regime, whatever happens, it's going to be 2 years before anything of substance can happen.
Bingo. And that's very concerning. Now, we may be wrong. Sometimes this is brinkmanship. People harden their positions just to
I don't think
present
so.
A front, and
with
then
these,
they
with
cave.
These two groups, I don't think so. And you know what?
I don't either.
But you know what? I've got my horse. I'm betting on. You've got your horse. You're betting on maybe. You know, other people have their horse. We don't want our guys backing down, do we? That's where America is now, isn't it?
No, I disagree. Let me give an example. There are a lot, and I can rattle off five off the top of my head, centrist, bipartisan, deficit-reducing agreements that have been put forward over the course of the past 12 months that are right down the middle of what America wants. So I think compromise is good. Let me give you an example.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that example when we come back, folks. We're going to talk about this some more after these messages with our good friend Richard DeKayser, Deputy Chief Economist at the Parthenon Group. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.